A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Now, to open our Music Cares tribute to Dolly Parton, Miley Cyrus, Shawn Mendes, and Mark Ronson.
Sing with us.
Mark Ronson sits on a stool and plays a red guitar. Miley Cyrus wears a short, black, glittering dress with long sleeves. Shawn Mendes wears black skinny jeans and a maroon short-waisted jacket.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on.
I'd like to join you.
You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we've got something going on. 'Cause tender love is blind, it requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We're riding together, making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other. From a lover to another.
I love you, Dolly.
Dolly smiles in the audience.
I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing if you've got no one. And you did walk in the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing. But that won't happen to us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love and we got no way out. And the message is clear, this could be the year for the real. Sail away with me, darling, to another world, and we rely on each other, from a lover to another, yeah. Islands in the stream, that is what we are, no one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely from a lover to another.
Miley leads everyone in clapping.
Islands in the stream.
Hey, my dress
is
short.
That is what we are. No one in between.
Sorry, Dad.
How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other. From a lover to another.
Miley Cyrus, everybody.
Shawn Mendes, Mark Ronson. Thank you, everybody.
Words Appear, a Netflix original documentary. Voiceover.
She is the queen of country music, a global icon, and one of the most beloved entertainers in America and all around the world. Now, Dolly Parton is celebrated by an all-star lineup as she receives one of music's most prestigious honors, Music Cares Person of the Year. Each year, the Recording Academy bestows the Music Cares honor on a deserving musical legend. Past winners include the biggest names in music, like Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Barbara Streisand, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, Lionel Richie, among others. For 30 years, Music Cares has been raising millions of dollars, providing a much-needed lifeline for people in the music business in times when they need a helping hand. No one exemplifies this spirit of giving back more than Dolly Parton. In addition to her towering place in music, television, and film, it is her philanthropy and generous spirit that defines who Dolly Parton is. Now, we all have a front row seat to one of music's biggest nights as Dolly Parton becomes the Music Cares Person of the Year, with special performances by Willie Nelson, Brandi Carlile, Katy Perry, Kacey Musgraves, Norah Jones with Puss in Boots, Chris Stapleton, Mavis Staples, Leon Bridges, Jennifer Nettles, Margot Price, Cam, Lauren Daigle, Yolanda Adams, Linda Perry, and Dolly Parton herself.
The music director plays the piano and cues the musicians.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our hosts, a Grammy-winning group of Dolly fans, Little Big Town.
Good evening and welcome to the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute to the incomparable Dolly Parton.
We are so honored to be here tonight to celebrate the life and legacy of this remarkable woman, Dolly Parton.
Dolly has been one of the biggest stars in entertainment for as long as any of us can remember.
And her influence and impact on us and millions of her fans around the world remains as powerful as ever.
And out of everyone in the band, I have to say, I'm the biggest fan of Dolly, by far.
You gotta be freaking kidding me. You're not. I worship her.
They're married, by the way.
Okay, come on, you guys.
No.
I dressed up as Dolly Parton for Halloween one year. I mean,
Dolly Parton. <laughs> Okay.
Look.
Okay, that's hard to compete with. I think you win.
Yeah, I win.
You win, yeah. We have an incredible lineup for you tonight featuring some of the biggest names in music.
In the audience, Dolly applauds and mouths, wow.
And few are more celebrated than this next performer. He's one of the most original voices, one of my heroes, and he's one of the best voices in music history for sure.
And she has more Grammy nominations this year than any other female artist.
Here to perform a wonderful duet that Dolly and Willie turned into a top 10 hit back in the early 80s, please welcome Willie Nelson and Brandi Carlile.
Willie Nelson stands at a microphone with a guitar.
I love you, doll.
Beside him, Brandi Carlile wears black pants, a black Western jacket with fringe, and a white, wide-brimmed Western hat.
When I look out over a green field of clover, or watch the sunset at the end of the day, yeah, well, I get kind of moody to see such a beauty, 'cause everything's beautiful in its own way.
I see a fountain flow from a mountain, or see April showers bring flowers to May. I can't help but ponder, life is such a wonder, and everything's beautiful in its own way.
And words can't describe what I feel inside. See the beauty in each coming day, and what my eyes behold can't be bought or sold. Everything's beautiful in its own way. When I see the clouds form, a black summer windstorm that uproots the harvest and hurls it away. In the midst of such anger, destruction and danger, the storm's even beautiful in its own way.
When I see the leaves drop fall off of the treetops, or see the snow fall on a cold winter's day, thoughts seem to wander into the blue yonder. God made all things beautiful, and they're all
Willie turns to Brandy. He reaches out and hugs her. She kisses him on the cheek.
Willie Nelson!
Willie and Brandy hug. Voiceover.
Here they come together for Dolly, Katy Perry and Kacey Musgraves.
They walk out together and take center stage. Kacey Musgraves.
Here you come. Right in the door, just like you've done before, and you wrap my heart round your little finger.
Here you come again, oh, just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Perry wears a pastel purple western skirt and jacket with a flowing cape, plus matching knee-high boots and a cowboy hat. She tosses the hat into the audience. Kacey Musgraves wears a white top with white flowing pants. Katy Perry.
Oh, all you gotta do is smile and smile, and there go all my defenses.
Kacey points into the audience as Katy puts her palms together and mouths, "I love you." Kacey and Katy hug as Dolly applauds in the audience. Kacey and Katy walk off the stage. In the audience, actress Reese Witherspoon. Voiceover.
Here to perform the title track from Dolly's Grammy Award-winning bluegrass album is 9-time Grammy winner Norah Jones with Puss in Boots.
I've had to think of a way to survive. Since you said it's over, told me goodbye. I just can't make it one day without you, unless I pretend that the opposite's true. Mountains are level.
blue.
Nora Jones plays the piano as one of the two women of Puss in Boots plays a blue guitar, while the other plays the drums. Three women smile and look at each other. In the audience, Dolly smiles and applauds. Now, Little Big Town appears on stage.
Amazing.
Okay, a few years ago, we had the pleasure of joining this next artist for a cover of the classic Oak Ridge Boys hit, Elvira, and we had so much fun.
To this day, it remains one of our favorite collaborations because he is such a perfect example of why country music is alive and well.
This next song was not only the title track to one of Dolly's greatest hits, Film Roles, but it also earned her an Oscar nomination.
Here to perform the title song from the American classic 9 to 5, please welcome five-time Grammy winner and our friend, Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton stands on stage with his band. Behind him, a wooden backdrop reads, Dolly Parton, Music Cares. The music director plays the piano. Chris plays the guitar.
Tumble out of bed, stomp through the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition in your stretch and try to come alive. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping out on the street. The traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job. 9 to 5, working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, failing, getting by. It's all taken and no giving, bringing you your mind, and then never get credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for circus and devotion. You would think that I would deserve. Watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide gonna turn and it's all gonna roll away. Working 9 to 5 for the way to make a living, baby, catching by. It's all taking, ain't no giving. They just use your mind and you never get credit. It's enough to try.
Dolly, we love you so much.
Dolly applauds in the audience. Voiceover.
Here to make a joyful noise for Dolly, accompanied by John Batiste, are Grammy winners Mavis Staples and Leon Bridges.
Behind them, a gospel chorus. Mavis Staples wears a loose black top with a silver pattern. Leon Bridges wears a green suit with white shoes and a black Stetson.
A heartless of kindness. How long will it take then for that to ring true? Our chances are fading to stop all this blindness. A new world is waiting for us if we do. But there's not enough love in our heart. They write songs about it, they put it in movies. Our life would be better with just enough love. Do we tend to doubt it? Though sometimes it moves up. They said a poor little when we can have much. Cause there's not enough love in our heart. Not enough love, not enough love.
Why can't we do not enough love. Not enough, not enough.
Hugs Mavis.
Thank you. Thank you.
The audience is on their feet. Reese Witherspoon smiles. Voiceover.
Here to honor Dolly, Jennifer Nettles, Margot Price, and Cam.
The three women take the stage. Cam.
Oh, sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I
Jennifer Nettles throws a kiss to Dolly in the audience as Margot Price and Cam hug, then point to Dolly. Voiceover.
Please welcome two-time Grammy Award winner, Lauren Daigle.
A spotlight comes up on Lauren Daigle and her band on a circular stage in the audience. She has long dark hair and wears an orange sleeveless floor-length dress.
I am a seeker. A poison
wonderful creature. There is no weaker than I am. I am a seeker, and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. Reach out and lead me. Guide me, keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
And points to her guitar player. Dolly applauds in the audience. Voiceover.
Here to perform a Dolly classic we will always love, the four-time Grammy Award-winning First Lady of Gospel, Yolanda Adams.
Yolanda Adams walks to center stage.
We love you, Dolly.
She wears a red floor-length dress.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, but I'll go, and I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I
bows to a standing ovation. Dolly smiles and applauds in the audience. Voiceover.
Along with Dolly Parton, these legendary artists made quite the trio. Ladies and gentlemen, Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris.
Linda Ronstadt walks arm in arm with Emmylou Harris. They stand behind a podium.
Hi, everybody. When Linda and I met in 1973, the first thing we found out about each other was how much we both loved and admired Dolly Parton.
So when Emmy called me 2 years later saying, Dolly Parton is on her way to my house, I got in my car and made it to Emmy's as fast as I legally could, except I went a little faster than that. Together at last, we did what all singers do when gathered in a living room. We sat on the floor and sang a song.
And when we heard the blend of our three voices, well, we were pretty stunned. We knew we had something special and immediately decided we had to capture that sound on a record. 12 years later, we did. And we loved it so much, we did another one. The making of those albums was just absolute pure joy.
Pure joy.
And that's why it's such a sweet thing for me and Linda to be here tonight celebrating our very dear and great friend. Such an extraordinary woman who has touched so many lives with her remarkable talent, but not just with her talent. Her grace, her humor, she's one of the funniest people I know. She cracks me up. And her generosity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dolly.
She points to a screen. Voiceover.
She's as close as a figure of American entertainment gets to royalty. A queen of country whose voice, songs, and influence have reached virtually all fans of popular music. Over the course of her remarkable career, Dolly Parton has transcended celebrityhood to become a beloved icon, instantly recognized around the world. And behind the rhinestones, the dazzling smile, the larger-than-life image, and the easygoing showmanship is an even more remarkable wealth of sheer talent. On the strength of that talent, Dolly rose from the humblest of family beginnings as the fourth of 12 children growing up in rural Tennessee to become a convention-smashing, expectation-defying, record-setting artist. Songs in a suitcase and nothing else to guarantee her survival. Dolly Parton moved to Nashville in 1964, the day after her high school graduation. Putting her dues in, she quickly found success penning hits for other artists of the time. While she's collaborated with other writers throughout the years, most of her writing has been done alone. Parton estimates she's penned more than 3,000 songs, including some of the 20th century's most popular.
Blessed with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
From Coat of Many Colors to Jolene to 9 to 5, the themes of poverty, heartbreak, and the workforce allow her audiences to universally connect with her storytelling. I Will Always Love You is to date the biggest hit of Parton's songwriting career and one of the longest-running number one hits of the modern pop era, thanks to Whitney Houston's 1992 powerhouse delivery for the Bodyguard film and soundtrack. Parton made country music history with the song by becoming the first artist to see the same song ascend to number one twice in different decades by the same artist. With an illustrious catalog, it's no surprise that Dolly Parton is the most awarded female artist in the history of country music. Dolly's music has lifted spirits for decades, and as the entrepreneur behind the wildly successful Dollywood theme park, she's brought joy to fans in countless other ways. But she's also embraced some more direct approaches for improving the lives of those in need. Dolly has long been an advocate for literacy, and since 1996, her Dollywood Foundation's Imagination Library has provided more than 100 million books to young children around the globe. Audiences of all ages continue to be introduced to Dolly's music via numerous younger artists who have been both impacted and encouraged by this musical icon. From befriending Katy Perry and performing with her on the 2017 Academy of Country Music Awards, to being Miley Cyrus's godmother and appearing on Disney Channel's hit Hannah Montana, the superstar loves to bring people under her wings. Dolly Parton is proud to be an influence for all in the business today.
The audience rise to their feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, our honoree tonight, the Music Cares Person of the Year, Dolly Parton.
Dolly walks up the aisle, escorted by two men. She wears a glittering black lace pantsuit with long sleeves. She arrives at the edge of the stage. The two men escort her up several steps to the stage. In the audience, politician Nancy Pelosi, also actress Deborah Messing. Dolly takes her place behind the podium.
Oh, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. I have been in music for a long time, but it has been in me a lot longer. I used to stand out on the porch back at my old Tennessee mountain home. I used to put a tobacco stick down in the crack in the floor, put a tin can on top of it, and pretend like I was singing on the Grand Old Opry. Of course, I'd sing to the chickens and the ducks and the pigs and the little kids that were too young to crawl off. But it was my dream, and it's a long, long way from the hills of East Tennessee to the Hollywood Hills, but it has been a wonderful journey. Now, people say to me, well, wasn't it a man's world back when you got in the business? I said, it sure was, and buddy, I had a ball. Because I have actually worked with so many wonderful men, and I've never met a man that I didn't like, and I've never met a man whose ass I couldn't kick if he didn't treat me with the right respect. Because you got to remember, I also still have that pistol in my purse, and I can still change him to a rooster to a hen with one shot. Because these 9-inch nails and 5-inch stilettos are lethal weapons. But seriously, it's been such a thrill for me tonight to see all these great artists that are singing songs that I've written or been a part of. Of course, it's sort of like watching them. It's sort of like watching porn. You're not personally involved, but you still get off on it. So I really got off on this show tonight. Hey, now, don't blame me. At my age, you'll take anything you can get. But seriously, and I'm still hoping that I live long enough to get the Betty White Longevity Award. And I'm working on it. Anyway, I feel so honored and proud to be part of all of this, because I know that Music Cares really is such a wonderful, wonderful cause. And so I'm happy that we raised a lot of money. And I want to commend this wonderful band, Greg, and all the musicians. Didn't they do a great job, and the singers? In addition to all of the artists, I'm so proud of that. And I know it's late, and I know you want to pee. I know I do. So I'm going to kind of do one more song, if you don't mind. I'm going to walk over, though, and meet up with a friend of mine, Linda Perry, who's been working with me on a few things. I had my nails too long to pick tonight because I'm getting ready for the Grammys. So thank you again, and God bless you. Okay?
Dolly steps away from the podium. In the audience, Katy Perry smiles. Now on stage, Miley Cyrus.
Hello, everybody. Two blondes and sparkly black dresses. I stole this from her. What an honor to be in this room celebrating the fabulous life and career of my fairy godmother, Dolly Parton. Everyone always asks me what it's like to have Dolly as a godmother, and I say she isn't just mine, but she's everyone's fairy godmother. And I share her joyfully with the entire world, teaching us all what it means to be truly kind, to be individual, to never give up, and to never judge a book by its cover or its huge boobs and big hair. I got jokes too. But seriously, tonight is a family affair, and it has been such a privilege to be a part of this night that is beyond well-deserved. Nights like this were made for icons like Dolly Parton, who is joined tonight by one of the greatest, Linda Perry. Linda, this is about you too. You have inspired me to wake in the morning and step outside to take a deep breath, and my favorite part, get real high, and scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? I love you both so much. Linda and Dolly Parton, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Molly, I love you, and we did not coordinate our outfits. We were laughing backstage when we saw that we were both wearing black. But anyway, I'm honored to be here with Linda. We've been doing some really good work, and I asked her if she'd just play tonight. Thank you again. Linda, are you ready? This is the story of my little coat, Many Colors, because it's kind of the song that got me here. Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth, and I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. Now there were rags of many colors, but every piece was small. I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. While Mama sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, I hope this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me was made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors Mama made for me. And so with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me in my coat of many colors that Mom had made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand that, 'cause I felt I was rich, and I told them of the love Mama sewed in every stitch. I even told them all that story that Mama told me, why she sewed and why my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. They didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Oh, it's true, we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors Mama made for me, 'cause she made it just for me. Thank you, good night, and God bless you.
Dolly hugs Linda Perry as the audience rise to their feet. Dolly waves to the audience. She blows kisses. Dolly is escorted to the band, where she gives her music director a hug. The band plays. Thank you. Credits: audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Produced by Kelly Darr, George J. Flanagan IV, and Tim Swift. Directed by Christian Lamb. Executive in charge of production, Brandon Chapman and Bill Urban. Producer, writer, Neil Kendall. Music director, Greg Fillengains. Production designer, Matt Russell. Lighting designer, Matt Firestone. Edited by Mark Stepp. Copyright 2020, National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo appears for Bounce.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.